Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I recently had the chance to speak with three women who are all 100 years old and live at Halcyon House. They each shared stories with me. Today, hear the stories of Letha Statler.
Do you have any secrets to living to 100 years old?
Just keep going and keep busy. Keep busy. We've always had a lot of friends and did a lot of things.
And did you have any favorite activities to keep busy?
Puzzle books, things I could do that doesn't take much effort.
And growing up, did you have favorite activities too?
Oh, yes. I was from a family of six. So I got up in the morning and made pancakes for the family and I did a lot of cooking, a lot of work. Where I lived on a farm, had a big yard, big garden, canning and all everything the hard way.
Did you have certain chores growing up on the farm?
Well, I did help out a lot, but not as like some women go out in the field to work. I did go out once in a while, but I kept busy with my family and I just had two girls, however. But I always had a big garden and a big lawn. Kept me busy.
And what did you do during World War II?
Well, it was shocking, I'll tell you. And my brothers, of course, had to go. Yes. Just had to stick it out. I graduated from high school in 37. And then I worked the telephone office then. I graduated from high school here in Washington. Yeah, I worked the telephone office. In those days, a lot of jobs, if the lady worked, if you worked, or if you got married, you lost your job.
Right.
And that's why so many went to Missouri and got married. You know, they kept it a secret. I know a gal that kept it 3 years.
Wow.
A secret. But, we got married, but it wasn't any fun to keep it a secret. So we announced it and then I got laid off. Yeah. You couldn't, if you were married, you couldn't work at a telephone office. And there's a lot of jobs that way back then.
And how did you meet your husband?
Well, really through my sister. She dated his cousin, and that's really how. Always had to go to town on Saturday night, walk around the square, and wave at him, you know. That was a thrill. Oh, yes. Oh, we went to Missouri and got married, yeah. I took a couple with us from town here, Doyle, Maxine, Gerard. You may have known them. Were friends of ours, and they went with us in Jefferson City, the capital of Missouri. And I was married down there. We didn't keep it too long because it wasn't any fun.
And what did your family do when they found out that you had been married?
Oh, they didn't care. I don't think they cared too much, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I enjoyed the telephone office. I worked at the switchboard. You soon found out which calls you like to listen to.
Well, you've said that you like cooking and you did a lot of it growing up. We have Thanksgiving coming up. Do you have a favorite dish that you like to have at Thanksgiving?
Oh, we always had the turkey and the stuffing and all the goodies. Yes. Now I wonder how I did it, you know. But when you get to be hit that century mark, things kind of go downhill. You don't do those things anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite Christmas memory or a favorite thing that you like to do every year to celebrate?
I wish you hadn't asked that because I believe in Santa Claus till I was about ready for high school. Yeah, in those days, we always went to my grandmother's house every Christmas. And my uncle was Santa Claus all dressed up, and we really believed it was, you know. Thrilled to death if you got a doll.
Well, shouldn't we still believe a little bit? Isn't that part of the magic?
I'd like to. Oh, yes. It was quite a thing. If you got gloves and a cap and scarves and things like that, you were happy. But if you got a doll, that was really good. But I enjoy it here at Halcyon House. What would you do without places like this?
Right.
I don't know what I would do with all the help you get.
And how many grandkids and great-grandkids do you have?
I have five grandkids and six great-grands, including a set of twins. They're now 4 years old.
That's fun.
So I really enjoy them, even though they don't live. They live in Ohio, so that. Mm-hmm. But with the everything they have now, it's about like they come and see you. You know, you talk to them and see them and hear them, and it's great. The doctor told me one time I'd make this big deal, a century mark, but I did. I said, well, how would you know? But I guess he was right. I never thought I'd see 2020. Maybe I will. It's a little while yet. But I never thought I'd see 2020.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with 100-year-old Letha Statler. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.